Brenda Smith Alamo and her husband Jeff of Urbandale send their four children to Catholic school.
Shelby is our oldest, and she is going to be a senior at Dowling. Morgan is a fourth grader at St. Pius.
And twins Matthew and Aiden will be starting first grade at St. Pius the 10th Elementary this month. Private school tuition takes a big chunk out of the family's income. It looked like it was going to be too much when Shelby started high school.
We were considering either Johnston or Urbandale, and then I was told about this program.
Namely, an Iowa tax credit now in its fifth year, which Alamo says enabled her kids to stay in private school. Under the program, Iowa taxpayers get a big tax break for contributing to school tuition organizations, known as STOs, which in turn distribute the money in scholarships to low- and middle-income families. The tax credit is now one of the largest sources of private school tuition assistance in Iowa, and tax analysts argue it's time for a review. Some say that's especially true since the legislature originally approved the tax break without as much debate as some bills get. Sarah Ady with the Iowa Alliance for Choice in Education helped get the tax break passed back when she lobbied for the Iowa Catholic Conference.
In 2004, we were losing a lot of the middle-income families and the lower-income families because they could no longer afford the tuition.
So advocates want approval for a new tax break for private schools from the Republican-controlled legislature. But then-Governor Tom Vilsack vetoed it, saying he didn't want to divert scarce dollars away from public schools.
So we revamped the legislation and came back in 2006, and then eventually Governor Vilsack signed the legislation.
That was in the waning hours of the session as part of a compromise with Republicans over education funding. And according to one lawmaker involved at the time, without much discussion of its merits. Today, most private schools are benefiting at a cost to the state treasury of up to $7.5 million a year, nearly $21 million since the program began. Jim McNulty manages taxpayer services at the Iowa Department of Revenue, which reviewed the tax credit at the governor's request. He explains it lets taxpayers calculate 65% of their contributions and take that right off their state tax bill.
Tax credits are a dollar-for-dollar reduction off your bottom-line tax liability. So when you're talking about a 65% credit, that's the highest percentage of any tax credit. People were almost surprised and said, are you serious? Is it actually 65%?
And taxpayers can also claim a charitable deduction on their federal tax returns.
That comes very close to just a dollar-for-dollar reduction.
Meaning if you make $1,000 contribution, you're only actually out $100 or less, depending on your tax bracket, since the rest of your $1,000 gift would have been eaten up in taxes. That's been a powerful argument for donors. Gene Wells directs the Catholic Tuition Organization in the Des Moines Diocese.
We have increased our contributions every single year since we started. People are talking to their friends, and they're telling them about the great tax benefit.
School choice advocates modeled the tax break on an Arizona law, which itself has been under some scrutiny. Taxpayers there have received tax credits for contributions that in turn go right to their own kids in scholarships. Iowa's law forbids that, but the Department of Revenue's Jim McNulty says there's no firewall to make sure that doesn't happen. The Arizona law caps contributions at $1,000, but donations from Iowa taxpayers have reached well into six figures. Sarah Wallace of Des Moines and her husband, retired hospital executive Samuel Wallace, contributed $45,000 to Lutheran schools and additional gifts to other STOs.
We spent time with professional tax people to see, in fact, what the credit actually was. We're very specific to the schools that we wanted to give to.
The Department of Revenue says the largest gift so far was $175,000, which lowered that wealthy donor's state income tax bill by over $100,000. One STO director says it's a plus to be able to steer a large tax liability right to where you want it to go instead of to the state treasury. Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom strenuously objects.
I don't think the proponents of this ever suggested that we'd have somebody giving a $175,000 contribution and essentially having 65% of it directly come back from taxpayers.
Senator Bolcom co-chairs the committee overseeing the review of state tax credits.
When people give charitable contributions, I assume the word charitable ought to remain in the purpose. And in the case of this, we've kind of removed the word charitable out of the contribution.
Advocates argue that keeping kids in private school saves the state money by keeping them out of public schools. But a Department of Revenue report and an independent analysis by Iowa Public Radio and Iowa Watch do not show a shift from public to private school enrollment since the tax credit began. Lawmakers may also examine whether the scholarships are going to Iowa's neediest families and how many corporations are claiming the credit. And there are constitutional concerns. Legal Director Randall Wilson at the ACLU says the program may violate the separation of church and state.
We're allowing private individuals who have a religious political agenda to funnel tax money to specific religious private schools.
The ACLU is holding off on a possible lawsuit while it awaits action by the U.S. Supreme Court, which has agreed to hear a constitutional challenge to Arizona's tax credit. Meanwhile, private school advocate Sarah Ady isn't worried about the court challenge or about the legislature's review.
We wanted it to be on the up and up. You know, Iowa ACE, for example, would welcome the state to come and take a look.
And the legislature's lack of action this year backs up her confidence. Governor Culver recommended reducing the 65% tax credit to 40% and lowering the cap on contributions. The private school lobby successfully turned back that challenge. Meanwhile, advocates will push for expanding the tax break, not trimming it back. They say with the recession continuing, applications for need-based scholarships are on the rise. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.